K-Rock, hello, who's this?
This is Sam. Hi.
Hi, Sam. You're caller 20.
Awesome!
You got tickets to see My Chemical Romance, the Hollywood Bowl on October 30th.
Awesome. Oh, hell yeah.
106.7 K-Rock is KROQ. It's Kevin Ryder in the afternoon. What's up, party people? On the show today, we have People Are Dumb. Somebody in the crowd at a Bring Me the Horizon show threw their cell phone and hit Ollie Sykes on the head. Caused a mild concussion. What's up with Florida? Guys driving across the state with an alligator on the top of their car. We have some great news today. Also, strangely, out of Florida, we have the 420 Catch of the Day. That's our new music feature. And in the 5 o'clock hour, tickets for you to see Florence and the Machine at the Forum next Wednesday. And you got more chances to win tickets to see My Chemical Romance. K-Rock, hello.
Hey, what's up, Kevin?
What's happening?
Winning.
Stop it.
Tourists drive across Florida with a dead alligator strapped to the roof of their car. Why? What's up with Florida is coming up next on K-Rock. My Chemical Romance, Hollywood Bowl, October 30th. Your tickets in about 20 minutes on K-Rock. Kevin Ryder in the afternoon. We want to send you to the Hollywood Bowl to see My Chemical Romance on October 30th, the day before Halloween. Your next chance to win is coming up in about 20 minutes on K-Rock.
People are dumb. People are dumb. People are dumb. People are dumb.
Comes out of St. Louis. Ollie Sykes, the lead singer of the British band Bring Me the Horizon, said he suffered a mild concussion after an audience member apparently threw a phone, which hit him right in the side of the head. This is the actual audio of them coming out of a song called Happy Song, which it may not sound exactly what you would think it would sound like, but it's Bring Me the Horizon. That's the end of Happy Song. So now you see a projectile flying from the crowd, and it hits Ollie right in the side of the head, draws blood, and he ended up having a mild concussion. Who are you people in the audience that throw your phones at entertainers, at singers? What the hell? It's hard to understand, but he does stops the show for a second and says, who the F threw their effing phone at my effing head.
Who the f*** threw a phone at my f***ing head?
This is why we can't have nice things. Got more chances for you to win tickets to see My Chemical Romance at the Hollywood Bowl on October 30th. Your chance to win in less than 10 minutes on K-Rock. K-Rock, hello, who's this?
This is Anthony.
Anthony, would you like to see My Chemical Romance at the Hollywood Bowl on October 30th?
I would love to see My Chemical Romance on Hollywood Bowl.
You are caller 20. You win the tickets.
Awesome. Thank you so much.
From the Gators out in Tampa to the weirdos in Dade County, wise a man on bath salts wrestling a tree. He proposed to an alligator, then he stole a pink Corolla. What the? It's Kevin Ryder's What's Up with Florida.
Two tourists are facing felony charges after Florida Fish and Wildlife Commission officers said they strapped a dead
alligator
to the roof of their car and drove it across Central Florida. Anthony Boole, 56, of New York City, and March Chadwick, 57, of Chattanooga, Tennessee, were arrested Saturday. The pair was first spotted driving through Florida with an
alligator
described as, quote, roadkill, strapped to the top of their car. Apparently, at some point, someone told them that it was illegal, so they pulled over and they bought a white sheet and they left the
alligator
on top of their car, but it was covered with a white sheet because no one would be able to tell it's an
alligator.
When officers pulled the vehicle over on US 192, both men admitted they were warned by multiple people that possessing an
alligator
is illegal in Florida. And the guys said, yeah, but we put a sheet on it. As if that's some kind of defense. Both of them admitted that they wanted to take the alligator to a taxidermy office to have it stuffed. Both Boole and Chadwick were charged with illegal killing, possessing, or capturing an
alligator.
The article doesn't mention if RFK Jr. was chasing the car going, stop! Is that
alligator?
Roadkill! I need to cut off its penis and show it to my kids. Born to Kill by Social D. I love that album so much. It's already out. You can get it now. Look for that song, Born to Kill. Look for No Way Out. Look for Partners in Crime. Look for his cover of Wicked Games from Chris Isaac. All great music on K-Rock. I have a story that will restore your faith in humanity coming up with great news right after Incubus on K-Rock.
Flying Alley Show.
Mornings on K-Rock.
Yes, they are, and you should listen to them, and it's great. All right, sorry about that. I have a story that will restore your faith in humanity, and I call it great news. This great news comes from Florida.
Story getting a lot of attention online. A man in Florida proving that some people still choose to do the right thing.
But not usually if they're from Florida.
Luis Salazar was in a gas station bathroom when he noticed a fanny pack hanging on a railing.
I don't like any part of that story. Gas station bathroom, fanny pack, railing. All bad news.
After failing to find the owner, Salazar opened the pack to look for identification, and inside he found...
meth.
And inside he found cash.
I'm sorry, I thought you said cash.
A lot of cash. The fanny pack owner eventually reported it missing. Using security footage, police identified Salazar and called him to say the owner was waiting at the station.
So after giving the gas station his number, he brings the fanny pack back to the station and gives it to its rightful owner.
I gave his bag. This is yours. And he was crying.
Dude was crying. Wow. I apologize for guessing meth.
And he hugged me. It's not my money to take. I was not raised that way.
So just how much money was in the bag?
Several hundred, $1,000?
Well, more than $30,000.
For meth?
The owner said he was carrying it for a family emergency and was shocked that it was returned to him.
Oh, ixnay on the ethme.
Salazar said he never considered keeping it.
I mean, let's be honest. He could have taken $5,000 and given the guy $25,000. He just said, look, that's what was in there. What do you want from me? Here's $25,000. But he didn't.
Hopefully he gave him a nice little gift.
Maybe $30,000.
Give him something.
$30,000, though.
Wow.
Just cash in a fanny pack?
Maybe a fanny pack isn't the most secure way to carry around $30,000. But we found a guy in Florida that returned it all. And that's great news. Hi. It is never too early to start planning for Halloween. And we have tickets for you on October 30th to see My Chemical Romance at the Hollywood Bowl. Your chance to win in less than 10 minutes on K-Rock.
K-R-O-Q. K-Rock's 420.
Catch of the day.
A monster catch of the day.
During the night last night when I was supposed to be sleeping, I was scrolling on my phone, which is what they tell you to do when you have... when you can't sleep. And I came across a band called Selfish Things and a song called Sunlight. And I think it sounds very much like maybe Turnstile, who I love. So I went and checked on them, and they have fewer than 10,000 followers on Spotify, fewer than 10,000 on Instagram, and they deserve so much more. So I want to play a song from them. The band is Selfish Things. The song is Sunlight. It's what it's like to live in a world with no sunlight, trying to grow while stuck in someone else's mold that didn't feel right. Here's the song, Sunlight. It is Selfish Image on the world-famous K-Rock. And I screwed it up again. Selfish Things on K-Rock. That is Selfish Things. That's the name of the band, and the song is called Sunlight. And it is the 420 catch of the day on K-Rock. You can even see My Chemical Romance at the Hollywood Bowl.
On October 30th, and your shot to win is coming up on the world-famous K-Rock.
800-520-1067, laziest you've ever been.
714 says, I propel myself 15 feet in a rolling chair back and forth across my office floor to avoid having to stand up. Yes. Real
that's pretty MVP. That's pretty strong. K-Rock, hello, who's this?
This is Dylan.
Dylan, you are going to see My Chemical Romance at the Hollywood Bowl October 30th.
Let's go!
Yeah!
Let's go!
It's the world famous K-Rock with Kevin Ryder and Megan Holliday taking your phone calls this hour on the laziest thing you've ever done.
And for the best phone call or text, sending you to see Florence and the Machine at the Forum next Wednesday. And we got a text from the 562 and it says, so I Ubered a hot chocolate from 7-Eleven. When it came, I didn't want to get up, so I left it on the porch all night, then heated it up in the morning when I woke up. So that is good. That is
left
impressive.
It on the porch all night. Wow, that's stunning.
Oh my god.
All right, the laziest you've ever been. 800-520-1067.
So I washed my sheet and I never put it on until 3 months later. Oh my god. Yeah.
Wait, you washed your sheet but then you slept without it for 3 months?
Yeah. Yeah.
Why?
And then I decided to finally put the sheets on the mattress.
I get it, though. Just lazy. I mean, I'll have clothes that'll just sit there forever.
Right, but
in the
3 months is extreme.
3 months is a lot. I would have gotten sick of it at one point.
You do good work, is what we're saying.
Yeah.
K-Rock, hello. The laziest thing you've ever done.
Hi. I guess the laziest thing I've ever done is take the elevator to the second floor every day for work.
Instead of just taking the stairs?
Yeah, I just take the elevator and go to the second floor.
Do you ever feel like maybe I should just walk it one day?
I mean, I walk it when I go down, but not when I go up.
Yeah. Got to conserve the energy,
That's right. Got gravity working on your side when you're going down. I feel like we can do better than that.
We can do worse than that.
We can do worse than that.
We want lazier.
Yes, we want lazier than that.
Yeah.
The laziest you've ever been. 800-520-1067. Our topic today is the laziest thing you've ever done. 800-520-1067.
The 626 said, I once called my neighbor to come over while I was laying in bed so that they could turn the light off in my room. She was kind of mad because I just told her that I forgot what I wanted to talk about. Oh, my
God. Wow, your neighbor.
That is very impressive.
In My Room by Julia Wolf. It's the world famous K-Rock. It's Kevin Ryder and Megan Holliday. 800-520-1067 for the laziest you've ever been.
Okay, the 562 said, I have a dog and cat. I hate sleeping with the door open. Sometimes the dog wants to sleep in the bedroom. Sometimes the dog wants to sleep outside the bedroom. But he never decides until I'm comfy in bed. Solution is I keep a laser pointer on my nightstand. Once the dog decides where he's sleeping, I'll shine the laser pointer on the door so that my cat paws it closed, and now it's become a routine that my cat will wait by the door for the laser before laying down. To me, this is genius.
That's genius.
This is superb.
Lazy, but superb.
Yes, absolutely. That's what we're looking for.
Well done. We're taking your phone calls on being super lazy.
And the 909 texted and said, I once watched 3 episodes of a German soap opera because I was too lazy to look for the control. That's so epic.
3 hours.
Of in German.
I've been there.
Oh, my God.
I've been there, though.
No,
thank you. I don't know where the remote is. It's going to take too much work.
Yeah.
Let's just watch the second one.
Oh, my
All
God.
Right. The laziest thing you've ever done.
Laziest thing I've ever done.
Okay.
Laziest thing I've ever done is get rid of like 3 containers because I refused to wash them and I had them sitting in the back of my car in the heat and they eventually developed mold and I ended up just throwing them away.
Gross. What was in them?
What was in them?
Yeah.
One of them had eggs, bacon, hash brown, a little bit of mushroom.
Oh boy. Mm.
And the other one had pasta with chicken, but they all had mold in them by the end of the time.
Yeah, so they were like lunches that you ate, and then you just left the container in your car.
Oh, yeah. I looked at them. I don't want to wash dishes right now. I'll get it next time.
Yep.
Next time turns into weeks.
K-Rock, hello.
Yes, can I tell you the laziest thing I've done?
Yes, please.
The laziest thing I've done is call my son that's in the next room over from me on my cell phone just for him to give me the controller that's in my room.
Oh my God. So you call your son on your phone and you say, come in here and hand me the controller that's somewhere near you.
Yes. And the controller was like right in front. I mean, I was tired from work, but that's the laziest thing that you guys done.
That's pretty great. How far would you estimate the controller was?
Like,
I mean, but are we talking 12 feet or 3 feet?
Oh, no, less than that.
Wow. And did your son do it for you?
He actually did.
Oh, my God. You got a good kid.
I do. Yeah, that's the laziest I've done.
K-Rock, hello.
Okay, I think I won for this time last time, but I literally Postmates.
No, don't tell me, don't tell me. You were working in a building, what? And there was a restaurant on the bottom floor, and you had them deliver it to your desk.
Absolutely.
Yes. Woo! You do good work. All right, we're going to have to give the tickets to somebody else, though.
All right, fair enough.
All right, thank you.
Thanks, Becca.
Bye. Bye-bye. K-Rock, hello.
I cut a hole through my wall into the next bedroom. So when I go to sleep, shut the door, my doctor go through the bedroom wall into the next bedroom and go outside.
Oh, because of the text that I read about the guy that would have his cat close the door for the dog?
Yeah.
You cut a hole in your wall.
Yes.
And see, what's funny about that is that that act of doing that is not lazy whatsoever.
Right.
That actually takes a lot of work and effort. But you did like something that was very difficult so that you could have more laziness in the future.
Exactly.
Is it janky or did you like make it look good?
It looked somewhat decent. But my friends would come in and go, what? They see my dog come running into my room and my door is closed. And then come through the wall. And they go, what? What's the doggy door?
Oh, my God. I do love this.
You do good work.
Yeah.
I admire the effort to pay off later so he can be lazy
yes.
for a long, long time.
Short-term pain for long-term
yes.
laziness.
Yes,
I
correct.
Love it.
All right. Who's the mom that asked the son to get the remote that was in her room?
So that's Jackie.
Jackie.
Yes, that's me.
Hello.
Jackie, when my kids were smaller, if they asked me to do something like that, I would say, you have to admit you're the laziest person alive. And they would go,
yes.
Dad, I'm the laziest person alive. Then they would ask me, and I would do it.
Yeah.
So your kid needs
to be in the next room, and I will call them.
For a remote that's in your room.
Yes,
that's
like a
exceptional.
Couple like inches away from me.
Pretty solid, but you're like, I work all damn day. Come in here and
yes,
help me out.
A couple inches away from you. I didn't realize it was
it was just beyond your reach.
You couldn't even bend over.
No, and that day actually I had only worked like I think it was 4 hours and my son actually that day went to school and he had his AP test and everything, so he had a longer day than I did, but he still did it.
Wow. Were you high by any stretch of the imagination?
No, I wasn't, right. But you know what? I told him, I'm like, hey, you wanted to go to Sick New World? I sent you to Sick New World. I'm like, so I think that's the least you can do for me.
Dangle it over his head.
I love it. Love it, love it. Well, you are our winner. Congratulations.
Oh, my God. Thank you.
Yes, you're going to see Florence and the Machine next Wednesday at the Forum.
Oh, my God. Thank you so much.
Well done. Thank you for being lazy. It is never too early to start planning for Halloween.
Seriously, we've got your tickets to see My Chem on October 30th at the Hollywood Bowl, and that's coming up next on the world-famous K-Rock.